You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. May 14th, 15th, I'll be at the Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. All dates are up on my website, jimflorentine.com. Go to barstoolsports.com. Go to the merchandise store for any podcast merchandise you might want. And florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email to send in any bullshit you see out there. Daniel, which is perfect, sent this in. He goes, Jim, just to let you know, I tried a little experiment. Over the course of the past 3 weeks, whenever using a drive-through window, I offer to pay for the order of the person in the car behind me. I lost count somewhere around 12 or 13 times, but I can tell you that every single time I said I wanted to do this, my offer was not only met with utter confusion, but also the employee explaining that they don't really do that or they don't have a way of doing it. So all these people who claim they are doing it are delusional losers who still need their friends to think more highly of them. They need to get off of social media. By the way, I would have liked to have video evidence of this, but I didn't bother because I don't do social media for fear of looking one of these sad housewives who needs to post 120 times a day. Love the podcast. Love terrorizing telemarketers. My prank calls. Please come back to Toronto when the zombie apocalypse is over. That's funny. Yeah, there's no zombie apocalypse up there in Toronto either? Yeah, I guess not. It's got to be coming sometime. It's coming. People have been talking about it for a while. But I guess in Toronto, it's not there either. But Daniel just did some research on this, and they have no idea. Exactly. That person at that drive-through window doesn't know. They can barely make change. They're screwing up the orders. They got a million things going on. They got that headset. There's all these different fucking things coming in and out. They're trying to get, you know, make you pay, get the people at the behind you taking their order and here in their fucking stupid headset. So they got a bunch of shit going on. Like you can't pay for the person behind you. I don't know what they're getting. How is that going to work? Are you going to pull your car to the side? Then they're going to order, or I'm going to have to listen to their order, then you're going to pay it, and then they pull up. It's too confusing. Just fucking pay for your own coffee and move on. That's beautiful that he did that. Just calling out the bullshit. Now, a while back, I remembered a story. This woman made up some story in California that her kids almost got kidnapped coming out of like some fucking arts and crafts store. And she just got busted for making the story up. And now she got charged and she's going to court to see if she's going to jail. She's called a mom influencer. Just that you call yourself a mom influencer, you deserve to at least do a month in county jail. Just to straighten yourself out. Nobody is influenced by you being a mom just because you said you took your kids to the fucking park in a stroller and you let them play around with other kids. Who are you influencing? Is that what other moms are going to go, you know what? That's a good idea. I never heard of taking a kid to a park before. You think anyone's following you? Don't you think that if they were raised well by their own mom, that's the influence they're going to take? If you had a train wreck of a mom, then I understand. But I always looked at my mom and I was like, okay, this is how I'm going to raise my kid because this is what my mom did. I don't need some, you know, 32-year-old fucking, you know, mom influencer telling me how I got to raise my kid. I remember what my mom did with me. I watched her with my kid. I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do. But no, this 32-year-old, you know, blonde, lives in the, you know, outside of San Francisco, made up some story. She was coming out of some store and this, you know, a Hispanic couple followed him out to the parking lot. She's like, my children were the target of attempted kidnap. You know, she made a video on her mom influence page on Instagram. You know, she wrote, which is such a weird thing to even vocalize, but it happened, and I want to share that story with you. I mean, do you see the craziness that is out there that this woman made this story up because there's no video evidence? You know, she doesn't think that maybe there might be some cameras in the store and outside the store and across the street might see this whole altercation in the parking lot. She said this Spanish couple was following them around in the store. They were all weird. They were looking at their kids, and then they followed them outside into the parking lot by her car, and they lunged at her fucking baby stroller, and she fought back and jumped in the car and took off. She doesn't think there might be cameras around. She was coming out of a Michael's craft store. What a fucking bore this woman is. You're going to a Michael's craft store. Yeah, that's you're really influencing me. You're influencing me to hate you even more. Nothing fun is bought in that store. That store stinks. She made up this story. She goes, while in the store, she claims a man and a woman began to follow her, allegedly talking about the features of my children. She said the couple didn't buy anything but followed her out to the parking lot. She accused them of taking two steps forward, two steps back before lunging for her stroller. I remember doing this story. The woman said she called for help, talked to the police, then decided to share a story on social media to warn other parents. They're always doing it. If they could just help one person out with my message. Because no other parent knows to be protective around your little kids. To not, you know, drop them off at a park and go, yeah, I'm gonna go food shop and I'll be back in an hour. You guys just play on the monkey bars. No parent knows that's probably not a good idea. No parent knows, you know, you go to a state fair, just let your little fucking kids just wander into the crowd. Yeah, well, we'll catch up. We'll meet at the fucking, you know, at the teacup ride in 45 minutes. Yeah. No parent, but this mom, you know, but this woman wants to send that message out there to be careful that, you know, something could happen to your kids, that there's weird people out there that might take them. Yeah, nobody knows that. She says, I saw these people, they didn't look necessarily clean cut. So what does that mean? Because they got scruff on their face? They're going to kidnap your kid? I felt uncomfortable around them. And instead of making them uncomfortable with my discomfort, I choose to remain in my discomfort. Oof. Oof. Just right there, give her 6 months. Just for that saying. I felt uncomfortable around them, and instead of making them uncomfortable with my discomfort, I choose to remain in my discomfort. So this video that she made up had more than 4 million views before it was deleted, and overnight she went from 6,000 Instagram followers to over 80,000. Why would someone all of a sudden decide to start following this woman on Instagram because she made up some story, even if they didn't think it was made up at the time? Like, why would you go, I got to start following this woman? How do you pick up 74,000 people? You know what a rush she must have had? That, oh my God, I got 80,000 people with my lie. I know I played this before, but just listen to this woman's voice, this lie.
Children were the targets of attempted kidnap, which is such a weird thing to even vocalize, but it happened, and I want to share that story with you in an effort to raise awareness as to what signs to look for, and to just encourage parents to be more aware of their
She wants to raise awareness on what to look for if your kids might, there might be some creepy people that might kidnap your kids. She's going to raise awareness because nobody, like I said, nobody knows. Nobody knows how the shit works. Some guy pulls up in a creepy old van in front of your house, or your kids are playing in the yard. Hey, you got, you kids want some candy? Hey, mom, this guy in the front wants to know if we want candy and come in his van. Yeah, go. Don't worry. I'm on the phone with your father. Go get the candy. I hope you get some good stuff. Yeah, that's what a mom's going to do, right? But she's raising awareness. This is all, everything that coming out of her mouth is a lie. Everything.
Surroundings and what is going on around them. I think right now we are so distracted by everything that's going on in the world that we are kind of have our guards up so much about masks and wanting to keep our children safe that way that we're forgetting the most important way to keep them safe, and that is with us, and to not have them taken. So I'm going to share a story in an effort to raise that awareness, but it's, I'm not ready. This is hard for me. I'm not ready to share this story, but I know it's important, and I would rather be uncomfortable and awkward and get the message out sooner than wait until I...
She wants to get the message out sooner that there's people out there that might want to take your kids, to harm your kids. I'm not ready to tell the story, but I feel like I have to. You feel how important this woman thinks she really is? That's fucking sick. This, you know, instead of even sending this woman to prison, just send her to a fucking psychologist to get into her brain. Make her go like 4 days a week for fucking, you know, 6 months to get to the root of the problem, that this woman has to make this story up. Everything that's coming out of her mouth right now is a complete lie. Good. And she's getting sent. She's facing two different 6 month. She might go to jail for up to a year over this. That's beautiful. Thank you for Demetrius sending that in. All right. Our dumb weatherman is back. You know that corny guy? Travis sends us in. He loves annoying me with this shit. So I guess every year this guy does this thing. He goes, my local weatherman is at it again. He keeps posting about how he's holding out until May to turn his air conditioner on. He does this stupid shit every year. He even has a hashtag for it. Hashtag team holdout. Ugh. Ugh. Could there be anything more fucking cornier invented in the last 100 years than hashtags? Seriously. Like America's Funniest People or Kids Say the Darnest Things. Wasn't that a TV show or something? I think Kids Say that is worse. This is cornier than these dumb hashtag team holdout. So I guess this guy does this every year, that he's holding out until May to turn his air conditioner on. And he has people follow him. He said, nope, no matter what, I'm holding out till May. Who gives a fuck? But you got to put the hashtag team holdout. He writes, his latest post, he's so proud of himself for holding out so much that he had to end the post with a boom. I mean, okay, big fucking deal. I read through the comments a bit and found this one asshole saying, you got this. It's not like he's fighting cancer. People are stupid. So he writes, the champ's here. I made it through the night on hashtag team holdout. And now the temperature is falling with the clouds. My goal was no AC until May. May 1st, and I think I got this. Boom. Oof. Eesh. Oh, yeah, and then all the comments. I'm sorry, I had a cave. I couldn't take it anymore. Oh, God. Oh, I can't wait. It's coming around again. Hashtag team holdout. Make sure you put the hashtag so we can all follow along. Isn't this fucking fun? Isn't that fun? We're going to follow along. All right, here's a quick lie, and then we'll move on. Randy sent this one in. This morning, my son said his ear hurt, and I said, on the inside or the outside? So he walks out the front door, comes back in, and says, both. Moments like this got me wondering if I'm saving too much for college. Just trying to brighten the mood up out there. That's all I'm trying to do. Trying to get people to laugh before they go to work. I have a feeling your kid didn't do that. Just have a feeling that that didn't happen. But no, I'm telling you it did. I don't understand. Everybody jumps on the bandwagon. They see one person making a corny joke, so then they got to do it. They see one person making up some lie about their kid or paying for somebody's coffee behind them, and then they have to twist it and do it, whether it's in the supermarket or online at Starbucks or whatever. It's whatever drive-thru you're in, you just make that story up, change it around a little bit, and then go with it. And then people will pat you on the back. What a fucking great person you are. Why don't you just say you saw a bunch of 16-year-olds at the mall and you went over and you just started handing them 20s? Why don't you just say that? They were just hanging out, you know, like five kids. Like, here's 20, five kids here. Take this, go buy some shit. Do whatever you want with it. Why don't you just say that? We don't need this elaborate fake story just like this fucking, a mom influencer. Imagine what our kids are going to think, that woman's kids. This shit's going to be on the internet forever when they grow up and realize that their mom. Of course, she's wearing one of those like wool hats in the picture in the car, you know, making up this fake story, you know, because that's even more, you know, she lives in California. She's wearing a wool hat. Yeah, you know, that's just more attention. Look at my cute hat I got on my head. I thought it was a cute. This is a cute look. I'm going to wear my cute hat and go to Michael's and pick out some arts and crafts. What a fun person I am. Yuck. Fucking yuck. Ugh. Ugh. God. Is that embarrassing? But this one, you know, her kids are going to grow up later, Google her name. Her friends are going to see it, and they'd be like, I can't believe it. Your mom just made up this story, and there's video proof of it, too. The video's still out there, and she went to jail for 3 months over this. Why would she make that story up? I don't know. You got to ask her, because my mom's a fucking liar. Yeah, was your mom a good influencer? No, she stinks. Hopefully she didn't raise those kids to be fucking liars too, or just make up shit for attention. I don't know how to start this. I'm uncomfortable. Ugh. All right. Awful Yelp reviews. Once again, I can't get enough of these. These fucking babies. Just a bunch of babies. Once in a while, you can have a problem with the meal. You can have a problem with the service. It's not that big of a deal. I went to dinner last night, and my friend ordered a chicken sandwich. And we were waiting, and they brought over, like, chicken wings instead and put them on our table. Like, oh, no, they're not ours. We didn't order the chicken wings. Like, oh, I'm sorry. So the woman screwed up the order, the chicken wings, and then, you know, 10 minutes later, the chicken sandwich came out. No big deal. We didn't make a big deal of it. We didn't get the manager over there. We didn't write a review. Well, whatever. No fucking big deal. All right. We're just hanging anyway. It's all right. Not a problem. You have to realize that everything might not go your way when you go out to dinner. I know you need your ass kissed. I know you go, hey, if I'm spending my hard-earned money, you better kiss my ass when I go out. I understand that. That's the mentality you go in, and you're just nitpicking. You're looking for some kind of problem. And if everything isn't perfect, you're going to write about it. You're going to go home and go, this is bullshit. I didn't get my way. What do you do when you go see a band and you pay a lot of money for that ticket and your band doesn't play one of your favorite songs? They leave it out of their set list. What do you do then? Do you fucking have a temper tantrum in the fucking parking lot? Are you jumping up and down? Are you writing a one-star review for the band? Where do you post that? Are you doing it for the venue? You're mad at the venue? What do you do then? You didn't get your way there either, huh? What if your fucking beer that you got at the beer stand, you know, wasn't that ice cold? That draft that you had to pay, you know, $13 for a beer, for a 12-ounce beer, and it wasn't that cold. You're going to bitch about that too? What are you going to do? Or are you just going to suck it up? But they're going to have their way. They don't care. They don't care if they screw this business up. They don't care that people might look, hey, I'm going to go to this restaurant. Let me look at some reviews. I don't know. There's a few one-star. This woman said that the service was terrible. It took a long time to get a table. The table they put us at wasn't good. It was all in the corner. It was loud. Maybe we shouldn't go there, but maybe that woman was just in a bad mood. She just had a fight with her husband in the car, and they went in there, so she was already in a bad mood. And then she wrote that, and that discourages someone else from going, yeah, maybe we'll try some other place. That's what you're doing, but you don't care. You don't care. It's like, if you didn't get your way, fuck you. I don't give a shit about anybody else. Look, if you want to not even leave a tip, I discourage that, but if you're that mad about what went on and you go, fuck that, I'm not leaving a tip. It sucks that you're going to fuck the waiter or waitress over. Or you just leave 10% instead of at least 15. I understand that. Like, fuck that. They're not, you know, if you had a really bad time, but there's no reason. Just don't go there anymore. It's all you have to do. You don't need to let the whole world know. How would these people like it before they write that Yelp review if they had their own restaurant? That was something they always wanted to do. They got a big inheritance and they go, you know what? This is my dream to open my own little friggin' small local restaurant, little mom and pop place. Put all that money into it. You're getting your business started. You're way in the hole. You're not even going to break even for the first 2 years. And a couple of times because you've hired the wrong people, a waiter or a waitress that wasn't into it or came in fucking fucked up on drugs or hungover or just didn't give a shit about the job but is not focused. And they start trashing your business online. And it's affecting, you see the numbers are down because you got, you know, 8 Yelp reviews and 6 of them have been over the last 2 weeks. Because you can't get good help. You can't find the right help. How would you feel that all that fucking money and hard work you put in there working 16, 18 hours a day, that would bother you, wouldn't it? Going, oh my God, how do I get rid of these Yelp reviews? It's fucking up our business. All right, so we hired a friggin' 19-year-old kid. He wasn't into it. He tricked us in the interview. He said he's worked up at 6 different places. The first few days, he was amazing. We thought we were all set. We didn't have to hire anybody else. He can handle all. And he didn't. He fucked us over. And that's going to affect their business. But they're fine. You think maybe they would think twice about writing that bad Yelp review? Going, whatever. Let it go. It's not that big of a deal. It was just a meal. It was just one meal. Out of the fucking 3 a day times 7 out of 21 meals in the week, it was just one meal. If you could have 19 meals that go amazing and 2 that were just going, those are pretty good odds. I'd take those odds. All right, 19 out of 21? Sure. There's times where I'm stuck. I got to get a friggin', you know, some wrap in the airport at some little fucking shitty place before I get on a plane. I'm like, yeah, they're not going to serve me food on a plane, so let me get this fucking sandwich. I don't know what it's going to be. It's like, eh, it's all right. It's mostly wrap, hardly any chicken in it, but whatever. It'll hold me over. Not a big deal. Wasn't in the top, you know, five meals for the week. It's going to be in the lower five, but it's okay. Not these people, though. They're going to let you know that it didn't go their way. David sent in two. He goes, Jim, I have two reviews. He says, number one, this guy doesn't want the restaurant to follow up with him. He should have contacted the restaurant before complaining, and he put this on Facebook. People love complaining and don't want to work with the restaurant to solve the issue. So this guy writes, I went to this place tonight for the last time ever. I want to start this review off by saying I've spent the last 35 to 40 years eating there, giving them my business. But the last three times were horrible. Tonight capped it. The price for a medium clam, $47. And the first clam was horrible. Second clam, sand. Nothing but sand. Third clam, sand. All sand. In the truck, spitting white sand out and showing my wife. $60 plus dollars in the trash. And this name of this restaurant, which I won't name it. Hey, restaurant, please don't reach out. Don't offer any gift certificates. And don't offer to comp our next visit. I want nothing in return for the with the hopes before you steal another customer's $80-plus dollars. You would at least wash the clams, considering we are paying top dollar in this state for what you call edible food for human consumption. You ruined the night that should have been somewhat relaxing in this crazy world. You said you were spitting out sand in your truck. Did you eat the meal in your truck? Tell me how that's fucking relaxing. Did you have the seat all the way back? Is that how it was relaxing? You moved it all the way back and put it all the way and were laying down as you were eating? How was it fucking relaxing in your truck? You know, first you say you spend $47, then you say $60, then you say $80. What is it? You said you spent $80 on takeout for you and your wife? That's bullshit. You're lying right there. Right, he says he's in his truck while he's eating. So why didn't he go back in the restaurant and complain? If he's spitting sand out in the truck, why didn't he just go, hey, I'm going to go back and, hey, man, those clams you got were really sandy. Who the fuck eats clams in their truck? I don't know. Don't you think it would be a little more relaxing sitting at a table inside than eating fucking clams in your truck? Is there anybody who would spend $47 or $60 or $80 or whatever the fuck this guy claimed to spend and not bring the food back for a refund? If you had a couple of clams and they were sandy, wouldn't you go, hey, man, can you give me a different batch? You know, if you've been eating at a place for 40 years, don't you think you know the owners and the staff well enough to let them know that things weren't great the last few times you've eaten there? Wouldn't you bring that up? Go, hey, listen, man, you know. Is this the kind of guy who'd walk out and divorce his wife without saying anything? You know, if she forgot to iron his shirt for work, you wouldn't even know. You're like, what the fuck was that? Nah, I'm just, you know, remember that time you didn't iron my shirt? Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, well, that was a big reason. Why didn't you tell me you were that mad? You look, maybe the cook forgot to wash that batch of clams. It's going to happen. I bet this guy's wife forgot to wash her pussy once or twice, and he started eating it, right? Did he have to spit some shit out then? He didn't leave her without... He didn't write a bad review. He didn't trash his wife on Facebook. You know, did he? All right, maybe she gave him a gift certificate for a fucking... You know, maybe she gave him a rain check. All right. Next time. Look, you said you were spitting sand out in front of your wife. You really shouldn't give her any ideas about spitting. She's like, oh, is that what I should do? Is that what I should do with it? Oh, okay, good. That's an idea. What a fucking baby. I had sand in my clams. They come out of the ocean, and there was actually sand. I was spitting them in my truck. A place has been going to for that long. Can't just go home and go, I'm not going there anymore. I didn't like the service. It's gone downhill. Which happens. And you go, yeah, I'm not going there anymore. I used to like it. Not anymore. But nope, let's write that and then don't contact me. I don't want a gift certificate. I don't want anything. I'm making a stand. I want it to relax in this crazy world. So would it have been better if coronavirus never hit and everything was normal? If this was in 2019 and, you know, the last few times he had a problem and his clams tasted like sand and whatever he paid, three different numbers, 47, 60, or 80, would he have still bitched? I have a feeling he would have. But just because it's this crazy world, that's when you really had a problem. Before, in 2019, you wouldn't have had a problem, right? It would have been fine. You wanted to relax in this crazy world. Why don't you fucking sit in your easy chair at home and relax, motherfucker? I want to relax, to have a relaxing meal. What the fuck is a relaxing meal? What is that in this crazy world? Shut the fuck up. Fucking pussy. And a baby. Good. Trash the restaurant you've been going there the last 35, 40 years because you didn't get your way in the last three or four times. Yeah, good man. That's great. This is obviously recent. So, yeah, you just, you know, just trash the business trying to get back on their feet, trying to make all the money they lost in the last year being closed. That's good. You're doing a good service because you didn't get your fucking way. Now, that might affect somebody. Somebody reading that moves to that town goes, hey, man, this guy's been going to this place for 35, 40 years, and now he's disgusted. He doesn't want him to get back to me. Yeah, probably let's not go there. It must really be bad. If that guy went there for that long and now he's not going anymore and he wrote this bad review, you piece of shit. You should have fucking choked on that clam, motherfucker. Yeah, I wanted to have a relaxing meal in this crazy world. Fuck off. Piece of shit. Fucking baby. I bet his even wife's like, all right, no big deal, whatever. It didn't taste that good. We went to, what's that fucking, I don't know, me and my kid went to some fucking Chinese place. And we used to always eat there, and then we just had to get the takeout. This is in the beginning. This was probably in like June. And the takeout wasn't as good, and the menu was fucking, you know, they only had a few things on the menu. We're like, all right, yeah, this is, you know. Till it gets back to normal, this is what it's going to be. We didn't write no review. We didn't fucking complain. We didn't tell them we want a gift certificate. None of that. We're like, all right, this is what's, you know. They're limited in what they could do. P.F. Chang's, that place. Yeah. And the next one David sent in. This guy writes, we just returned from our favorite restaurant. I know some of you will not be happy with my honest, in capital letters, evaluation, but here it is. We don't want your evaluation. We don't give a shit what your experience was. We really don't care. Like I said, I was in a restaurant last night. I didn't look around going, I wonder what that table over there's experience is here tonight. I don't give a fuck. Nobody cares. You think you're that important that people want to know what your experience was at this restaurant. Nobody gives a shit. What mood were you in before you went in there? They really should fucking check that at the door. Find, I don't know how they can find out what mood you're in. If you're both in a good mood, I have a feeling you're not going to leave a bad review. If you're both fucking miserable and the relationship is barely hanging on, there's probably going to be some shit written because there's a lot of other things on your mind and you're just pissed off about everything and you take it out on the restaurant. So he wants to know, I know some will not be happy with my honest evaluation, but here it is. Nobody's looking for your evaluation. You think you're that important that people are going, well, I wonder what he thought. Okay, here he goes. Honest opinion, just okay. Parking, problematic. Ambience, lovely. Oof. Acoustics, poor. You going to a concert? Is that what you're doing? Service, very slow. Wait staff, knowledgeable. Food, fair. Desserts, huge. He goes, okay, so let me qualify our experience. It was a very, in capital letters, special occasion, our 60th anniversary. So based on opinions on this site, we decided upon this restaurant. I made a reservation. We were seated originally at the worst possible seat in the restaurant. Where? In the fucking stall? You have to sit in the handicap stall. They put a little fucking kids table in there. Because that would be the worst possible seat. Some guy fucking dropping a deuce groaning next to you. No courtesy flush. Is that where you fucking sat? But of course, you're a cunt. So you walk in. I don't like this table. Can we move? He goes, we were seated originally at the worst possible seat in the restaurant. Upon entering, make a quick left, and there's a tiny table and two chairs on the left. A tiny table. Yeah, because it's a table of two. Okay, that's why it's a little smaller than the round top that fits four. Or the bigger table that fits a party of six, motherfucker. Did you? Yeah, it's your 60th wedding anniversary. You haven't figured that out? That they don't seat two people at a table that holds eight? The breeze from the door was upon us. What are you writing fucking? What is this, a fantasy novel you're writing? What the fuck? Is Fabio on the cover? I know that's an old reference. I don't know. I just know he used to be on the cover. Before we settled in, I asked to be moved. But what do you have to do to settle in? Did you fucking put your seatbelt on? You sat down, you took your coat off, you put it on the back of the chair, you put your seatbelt on, you got everything ready, you put your headphones on like you're sitting in a plane. What did you do to settle in? You just, hey, go sit at that table, you cranky old fuck. First of all, it's your 60th wedding anniversary. Why don't you go to a restaurant that you've been to before where you like the place instead of trying some brand new place? That's not a good idea. It's like, hey, man, we love this place. It's our favorite Italian restaurant. Let's go there. But no, this guy wants to go to a brand new place. He goes, before we settled in, I asked to be moved. The second table was just okay. So he wasn't even happy with the second table. Maybe by the fifth table, if they moved him four of the times, maybe that fifth table he'll be happy with. Next to the door to the patio, against the window, with people dining directly next to us, separated by a window. Fine. We waited a bit. 14 minutes, the guy timed it. What an asshole. For someone to acknowledge us. Really? You didn't sit there for 14 minutes, okay? You didn't sit there for 14 minutes and wait for someone to acknowledge you. You're lying. That didn't happen. And if it did, they were like, that fucking, those cranky old fucks over there already moved their table once. They don't really like this table either. And they're just fighting on who's going to go wait on them. I don't want to wait on them. I don't want to wait on them either. Finally, the waitress came up to us and she was pleasant, but not warm and fuzzy. No problem. Pleasant is good. Who gives a shit? She wasn't warm and fuzzy. She didn't give me a kiss on the cheek and give me a hug. Hi, Grandpa. I missed you. They took our drink orders. Water for me and a Nostra Martini for my wife. It was unexciting. Yeah, because I didn't know drinks were exciting or unexciting. I never fucking took a sip of a drink. Like, wow, this is really exciting. Holy shit. I'm excited right now. Look. Look at my erection. I got clear stuff coming out that this fucking Nostra Martini is so exciting. Holy shit, I can't control myself. He goes, I ordered another drink, some pineapple vodka martini. Still not exciting, but okay. The bread arrived. Small portion, but very tasty. I guess a woman's writing this, not a man, because she goes, hubby, eek. Yuck. Hubby had the salad with pistachio and cranberries. He enjoyed that very much. The entrees, chicken parm for him and lobster scampi for me. Chicken parm was burned and ziti cold. The flavor is good, but disappointing. Lobster scampi, flavor good. Lobster like rubber, very disappointing. Didn't finish. Dessert, huge portions of vanilla and chocolate. I guess he ordered two bowls. I couldn't tell what he was ordering with the waitress talking with a mask. Overall experience, 1.5 stars. We won't return in the foreseeable future. You know why you won't return in the foreseeable future? Because it's your 60th wedding anniversary, and you're going to be dead really soon.